Lord, be with all those suffering from war and conflict. Grant them strength, protection, and peace. May wisdom guide those who lead, and may reconciliation come soon. Amen. Lord, what is on your heart? Mother Claire began. The horror of war, my beloved. Man has no idea that it is Satan who inspires war and bloodshed. Oh, pray for those who find their glory in torturing and killing little children. This crime is the filthiest of filthy. There is nothing more damning or degrading than to take the life of a child. Satan is well aware of the depth of pain he is causing, and he takes great delight in every moment of it. It is all about getting even with me. His lust for blood will never be satisfied. What is happening now in those places around the world is what is coming here to this country. America has blood-stained hands which must be accounted for. And although they do not understand it, the people will fall by the sword and wish they had never been born. This is the horror and terror of war, said Mother Claire. You don't know what has happened to your dearest ones, and at every moment your life is in his hands. Today I saw the Lord bloody, pitched forward on the cross in great agony. That said it all. Then I heard Brandon Biggs' most recent post. It was riveting and beyond our ability to comprehend the effect it would have on the world. The Lord told him that the tribulation is now beginning, that a quake running from British Columbia to San Francisco would claim the lives of 50,000 people and be felt all around the world because it exceeded the Richter scale, and that a new venereal disease is coming because of the abuse of children and the sin of bestiality, which would bring about a horrible venereal disease that had no cure and would leave people sterile, because every place it affected had to be cut out of the body. Oh, Lord, this is so horrible. It is beyond comprehension. Claire, please do not focus on that. What is taking place around the world is far worse than you can even imagine. This is why the destruction is coming on the earth. If you could hear them, even the heavenly domain is crying out. These things are done under the starry sky. When destruction comes, it will be way overdue. Now clouds are obscuring the earth, but I still celebrate my faithful remnant. Right now, it is as if you are living through a very poor C-class movie. Oh, I'm having such a time keeping my mind together. Lord Jesus, please block this attack. Pull out your sword and start swinging. Thank you, Lord. Now let us proceed. They will try to return, so just keep fighting. You haven't long to go. Oh, Jesus, I want to give them everything I've got. And you will, with more hands on deck. In the meantime, that sword is highly effective against every form of demonic interference. Lord, I am feeling defeated. And if you don't get past this, you will be. Are you ready to go to bed at a decent hour? It's looking that way. I want all heart dwellers to be aware of what is about to happen. And yes, to watch Brandon's video. You have in the past told them about many of these events, but time erases memories. But if they go back to the beginning years, they will be reintroduced to events on the horizon. Beloved, you touched my heart last night when you were so disappointed in yourself. but I'm here to tell you that your love covers a multitude of sins, and I am standing with you. In fact, more and more, I want you to be aware of my presence and talk to me. Also, wait to hear me. Really, we need to have our running conversations each day. I require this of you to help you be aware of how connected we are. I do not want you caught off guard. Do you understand? I do. Claire, I am your lifeline to reality, and my truth burns away the fog and the dross they are trying to submerge your consciousness in. My very presence burns all evil energies being sent at you. You see, you were already aware of this, but then you doubted and lost the insight. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done." That's in Matthew 21:21. Amen.